chance to spend about 30 minutes with the kids, and I was thoroughly impressed with the kids over at Seadrift, and I was very impressed with the principal over there. The speeches that I gave the last couple of times, she took some quotations and she has it posted all around the schools, and I was very very impressed with that, and she asked the students, she asked them, do you remember something Mr. Anderson said before? Hands went up, and they were able to rehearse some of the things that were said before, and so that's good. That really is good. They're listening, and these things are being reinforced, and I'm hoping that we are having an impact in the community and giving the church profile in the community. If you look at Acts chapter 2, and this is not even in the message this evening, but in Acts chapter 2, verse number 47, the Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And it's good to have Jacob with us tonight. I'm not lying. He saved me. He saved me earlier today. I'm coming through here and trying to rush to get to Seadrift. And I'm thinking, you know, I have a GPS, and my GPS said I wouldn't get to Seadrift until nearly 3 o'clock, you know. And I'm thinking, that thing is wrong. I'm kidding you not. That would have said I had 2 more hours to get there. And as it would be, I'm riding down the road. I come to the intersection there, and I see the sign on the side of his truck. And then I look inside, and he rolled that window down, and he don't know. I began thanking God. And we chatted for a little bit, and the chat, Jacob, wasn't, you know, we were visiting a little bit, but I really wanted to get to the point, how do I get to Seadrift? And so the final thing, when the light was changing, I said, man, if I had to go straight here, boss man, you'll never get to Seadrift. Follow me. I ain't got nothing to do. Follow me. And this guy took time out of his schedule, the one we prayed for last night. See how God works? The one we prayed for last night took time out of his schedule and took me almost all the way to Seadrift. And I just have to say, praise the Lord, and I see God's marvelous hands in things like that. And I thank you so much for that, Jacob. You got some cool points with me, dude. Yeah, me and you, aight. So, but now, let me get on to the lesson, and I tell you the truth. Now, tonight, you must have planned tonight. Because it is, I don't know if it's this one or if it's that one, which one it is that is making the feedback. It is, okay. We cut this one off, okay. And I'll turn this one on. You must have been plotting against me this evening because you want a good sermon. The reason why you want a good sermon is because you got it hot in here. And when I start sweating, oh, the sermon gonna be good. I ain't lying either. When I start sweating, it's like being at home preaching to our folk. Because sermon ain't good until you start sweating, you pull out the handkerchief and you start patting your face and you know you are preaching. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow and spending some time with our kids, and I have an agenda of a slate of activities to do in the schools tomorrow also. Mike had asked what was the sermon title tonight, and I kind of whispered it to him under my breath, you coming to get, I don't turn that on. Okay, turn it on then, okay. I'll move away from it, so. But haven't we, and I kind of mumbled the title of this evening's message to Mike, and he didn't get it completely, he didn't hear it completely, but haven't we all heard, and I know especially at this time of year, and somebody has told you it's getting late early. I know they have. Because when the fall comes, then the days get shorter and the nights get longer. And then when winter comes, then the days get even shorter and the nights get even longer. And there has been somebody, if you've lived long enough, and if you've been around enough people, somebody has come up to you and told you, hey, it's getting late early. If you don't mind, I want to use that for a thought this evening. It's getting late early. Now, I didn't have to go and stretch my great mind in order to come up with this subject. The only thing that I had to do was just perceive and look at how the time is changing. And you can see, ladies and gentlemen, that indeed it is getting late early. In fact, we all understand that. Jesus, in the book of Luke chapter 19 and verse number 44, he tells the people about how that they will be thrown to the ground and their children with them, and that one stone shall not be left upon another. And the reason why it happened was because they did not know the time of their visitation. In other words, they did not know that it was getting late early. Before this message is over this evening, almost every last one of you in unison will be nodding your head because you understand simply how late it is getting and how early we think it is. It's getting late early. Those of us that are from the country, especially you girls, you remember when you were young girls, 15, 16 years old, Mama would say, porch light comes on, you come home. Oh, come on now. I got a couple of honest people here. And when the porch light came on, you made it home. I don't care where you were. If that porch light came on, I don't care what you were doing. That porch light came on, I gotta go. And in this time of year, when it gets kind of late, early, and your friend will say, girl, it's only 6 o'clock. I don't care. The porch light is on. I gotta go. Because it's getting late, early. Even some of you change your driving habits. Some of you say, I don't drive at night. And so here it is, the summer, 6, 7 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. You are out taking care of your business. The fall comes around, and here it is, it's getting late early. You say, I gotta go home because I don't drive at night. But it's only 6 o'clock. I don't care. It's getting late early. I have to get home. Jesus, in the book of John chapter 4, when Jesus had this discussion with the woman at the well, the disciples had gone into the city to buy food. They came back and they saw him having a dialogue with this woman. The woman leaves a bucket. She goes into the city and the disciple says, Master, eat. And Jesus tells them, I have food that you know not of. And then they ask the question, who gave him something to eat? And then Jesus said, you reason yet 4 months and then the harvest, but lift up your eyes, the harvest is already white. In other words, it is getting late early. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a message to the world. And our message to the world is this is getting late early. And there is a certain seriousness associated with this message this evening. The idea that indeed it is getting late early. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 2. It talks about how that the day is going to come as a thief in the night. No thieves ever send you a gold-plated engraved invitation or announcement saying, I'm coming to snatch your stuff. They come at the unexpected time. It's getting late early. Same chapter, third verse. That here it is that when we go out and we say, peace, peace. And when we say everything is all right, and then the destruction comes in a sudden way, it is getting late early. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Solomon says, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. You know why he says that? He says that because it gets late so early. Look at your grandfather, young men. Your grandfather remembers when they were 12 and 13 years old.
And he can tell you stories as if it was yesterday. And in a few years, you're going to be the same. You're going to be granddaddy. You look at him, you're going to look just like him. You know, where you had trees, you're going to have more real estate.
You know what I'm talking about. You know, and you, the hair is going to fall out. You might as well get ready. You're going to look just like granddaddy. You will. You know, and you're going to do like granddaddy did. Granddaddy let his hair grow long in the back, whip it around, got him a whole new do on the top. And then you wonder, where did all the time go? And the answer is, it's getting late early. The same way it is with you young girls. It is small in the waist, pretty in the face. Give it a couple of years, you're going to look like granny. You can look like mama. One day you're going to pass by the mirror and you're looking at me, oh, that go mama, you know. And you remember how you used to laugh at granny because granny had that really bad laugh. And you go, one day you're going to laugh and go, come on, you know. It's getting late early. It really is. And so here it is. Jesus told the disciples, don't look and say yet 4 months and then the harvest. The harvest is ripe already. It is getting late early. Luke chapter 21, verse number 34. Take heed to yourselves, lest any of your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of life, so that the day come upon you unawares. It is getting late early. Matthew 24, 44. Therefore you shall always be ready, for in such an hour you think the Son of Man not cometh. It is getting late early. It's getting late early. And we think we have so much time. Parents, you don't have all the time you think you have with your children. It's getting late early. And the sad and tragic thing about it, ladies and gentlemen, is that we blink. We blink. And then our boys and girls, or mothers and fathers themselves, it goes by just that fast. It is getting late early. And our children, I'm sorry, they are not the same as us. Those of us that are 50, in our 50s and older, there was a time of innocence. Innocence is gone. There was a time of, you know, there was a time when everything was just so nice and kind of Mayberry. It ain't Mayberry anymore. It's Oakland. It's Compton. You know? It ain't that way anymore. And our children, they grow up so very fast in front of the television, in front of with the internet, and with all of this media, they grow up so fast. We were out there like little cannibals or little heathens running around, and we had dirt on our knees because we were playing marbles or we were spinning tops or we were doing something like that. I don't do that anymore. They grow up fast. And let me shoot something to you, and then don't take it the wrong way. That when your daughter is 9 months, it's too late to have that sex talk. I'll amen myself on that. I think that went over everybody's head. Because it's getting late early. It really is getting late early. And we have to realize just how late it is getting and just how early we think it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing is this, is that we can pretend that we have more time. You don't have as much time as you think you do. You look in the book of Matthew chapter 25, the story of the 10 virgins. The problem with the five foolish virgins is that they thought they had more time. And time had already expired. They did not expect that the bridegroom would come when he came. They did not expect that they would not have the necessary oil for their lamps.
They did not expect that they'd have to leave the bridal chamber and go and buy oil. They did not expect that it would take as long as it did to buy the oil. They did not expect that when they came back, that the door to the bridal chamber would be shut. They did not expect that when they knocked on the door saying, "Open unto us," that nobody would open for them. It got late early for them. We don't know exactly how long it was that Noah preached. Genesis chapter 6, the Bible teaches us that the thoughts of man's imagination was evil continually. And God said that in my spirit would not always strive with man, for his flesh also. And God caused the flood to come, but Noah found grace in God's sight. We don't know how long it took. Some would conjecture that it took 120 years. We don't know how many years it was. But how many ever years it was that it took Noah to build the ark, it wasn't enough time, because only Noah and his family got on the ark. And if Noah, as Peter says, he was a preacher of righteousness, and if Noah does what a preacher of righteousness does, Noah preached God's word or God's warning that it was going to rain, but yet nobody got on the ark. And I'm sure that when the water started coming down, it got late early. There is such a thing as late, 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 and too late. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't wait until it is too late. You think about it for a second. And the reason why I'm kind of stuttering right now is because this is an important, or really a very emotional point, because we think we have more time, and you don't have as much time as you think you do. 2 weeks ago, Cleveland, Texas, a young boy going to a football game, 15 or 16 years old, falls dead. In Alto, Texas, last week or week before last, football player, 17 years old, his parents were members of the Church of Christ in Alto, and the boy had not obeyed the Lord. 17 years old, he goes to the sideline and he stands there and he falls dead. It's getting late early. Got word to the church over there in Madisonville. Pray for this young boy. He is a preteen with cancer. It's getting late early. It's getting late early. I think we have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that life, as James says, is but a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. It is getting late early. There is such a thing as late. 1 Samuel chapter 13, when Samuel was supposed to come, and he did not come at the appointed time, but he delayed his coming for 7 days. And Saul, in a moment of panic, offers the sacrifice, which he was not supposed to do. There is something that happens when a person is late. And Saul did the wrong thing. There is such a thing as being late. There is such a thing as being late, late. Because in Daniel chapter 10, the question is asked to Michael, what happened to you? I couldn't come up because when I went up against the prince of Persia, I got delayed for 21 days. Oh, that's late, late. And then there is such a thing as too late. That's too late. So this is why David says, teach us to number our days. You know why? Because the same guy says, I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I seen his seed begging for bread. Well, David, when did you get old? It came soon. It came soon. Every last person in this room that is 70 and older can remember their teen years as though it was yesterday. Well, they probably can't remember yesterday as if it was yesterday, though. I'm just saying. You can remember your teen years, but you can't remember what happened yesterday, y'all. But it seems as though it was a blink. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting late early. You come to understand this when you stand at the foot of somebody that you love who is dying. You understand that so much, and the point is made graphically because it comes so soon. And I don't care how many years you've had with them, you want just a little bit more time with them. But guess what? It gets late early. It gets late early. And then you say, where did all of the time go? Or where did all of the time go? Let me bring this thing. Let me press on with this lesson, ladies and gentlemen, and so that I can get through with this, because I don't like this part of the lesson, because it takes me somewhere where I don't like going, and that is when you've lost someone and then you think you had more time with them and you didn't have as much time as you thought you had with them. And so I'm saying to you parents, it's getting late early. They're not going to be home as much time as you think they will be. And that as soon as they start walking, it's time for them to leave. And you look at them, and then you have to think it's getting late early. And so when people ask you what time it is, you tell them, well, I'm not trying to be smart, but guess what? It's getting late early. Then they'll ask you, what do you mean it's getting late? Well, yeah, you know, right? You know what? Yeah, the time of year, it is getting late. No, I'm talking about something a little bit more important than what the clock says. But I'm telling you what eternity is communicating to us. It is getting late early. When the apostles were with Jesus, they didn't know that it was how late it was getting. They didn't know how late it was getting. In the book of Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus, verse number 13, that Jesus had came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, now who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they began to say that some say you are John the Baptist, some Jeremiah, some Elijah. And then they say, and some are saying that you are just one of the prophets. But he said, but who do ye say that I, the Son of Man, am? And Simon Peter said that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus tells Peter, blessed art thou, Simon, Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father that is in heaven. And I'm saying also to thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Same chapter, a little bit later. Jesus tells them that I must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things and be put to death. And Peter began rebuking him and said, far be from thee, Lord. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, for you are an offense to me. You savor the thing of the world and not the things of God. In other words, Peter said, I'm not ready to let you go. But Peter, it's getting late early. I have to go. I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer things. You may not be ready to let me go, but I am going to go. It's getting late early. That's the message that I want to communicate with you all tonight about the seriousness of the times in which we're living. Paul tells Timothy that the time is going to come, perilous times are going to come. And the time's going to be when men are going to be boastful, they're going to be proud, they're going to be disobedient to their fathers. They will not endure sound doctrine, and all of those things are going to happen. Well, guess what? It's getting late early. But you know what's the byline, ladies and gentlemen? Not only is it getting late early, but it's staying dark longer. And that's the thing that scares me. Not just that it's getting late early, but it stays darker longer. And when you look around and see the pervasiveness of the darkness
and how widespread the darkness is, you know it's getting late. Now, I'm not a prognosticator. I don't know when Jesus is coming back. Nobody knows. Charles Taze Russell said that he was coming back at a certain time. He was wrong. Mr. Weatherford said he was coming back at a certain time. He was wrong. This guy in California a few years ago said he was coming back. He was wrong. They were all wrong. Hal Lindsey is wrong about when he's coming back, and they all are wrong saying he's coming back at this time. I don't know when he's coming back, but I'm telling you right now, it's getting late early. But guess what? He is coming back. And the thing that we have to do, we have to be ready for when he comes. You young people think that you're made of Teflon and that nothing will stick to you. Well, it's just the opposite. You're not made of Teflon, you're made of Velcro, and everything sticks to you. Yeah. You don't have as much time as you think you have. And I'm going to say it to you again, parents. You don't have as much time with your kids as you think you have. I'm saying it to you, husband and wives. You don't have as much time with your spouse as you think you have. There are people that have lost loved ones, and they would take just one more moment with them. Lovely sister in West Texas, and her husband died, a very good friend of mine, he died. And she says, I'd give everything for 5 more minutes with him. I wasn't ready for him to go. He went for a simple procedure that was more pedestrian than anything else for a doctor, and things went terribly wrong, and he didn't make it. It's getting late early. And Jesus says, let not these things catch you unawares. And the people in the book of Luke were not knowledgeable. They had not even understood the time of their visitation, that Jesus had come and is still going around business as usual. It's getting late early, and the darkness is lasting a whole lot longer. I've said enough this evening. And I just want, the only thing that I wanted us to do this evening, I just wanted us to understand the true seriousness of all of this. I can come and give you some jiffy sermon and have you, you know, just leaving and saying that was, you know, that was a nice little pretty sermon and make me feel good and fuzz and everything else, you know. No, it's getting late early. And we have to have a certain seriousness about our souls, because eternity is forever. It is forever and ever and ever and ever. It's getting late. Most important question asked in all of the scriptures, Acts 16:30, what must I do to be saved? Paul and Silas told the Philippian jailer, after this man had held them in stocks, put him in the middle of the jail in an uncomfortable position. It wasn't his fault. The magistrate ordered him to do it. And when the earthquake came, verse number 25, loosened their bands, opened the doors of the jail. The jailer wanted to kill himself because he thought the convicts had escaped. But Paul and the others said, do thyself no harm, we are all here. He ordered a light, sprung in, and he saw they were all there. And he told Paul and Silas, what must I do to be saved? And Paul and Silas told the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord, you and all your house will be saved. The same hour of the night, he took him out and he washed their stripes. And Paul and Silas baptized the Philippian jailer. You know why? It was after midnight, and the Philippian jailer knew it was getting late. Not as far as the clock, but as far as his soul. And he obeyed the Lord that night after midnight. It's getting late early. So we must hear the word of God. You cannot be saved other than hearing what is called the gospel. And the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everybody that believes. Jesus died for your sins. He was buried and he rose again the third day. You go back and look at the records. You look in Acts chapter 2. Peter preached the gospel to the people on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 were baptized. Acts chapter 3, in Peter's second sermon, he preached the gospel to those people. Jesus dead, Jesus resurrected. in Acts chapter 10, when he went to Cornelius, he preached Christ dead, Christ buried, Christ rose again. Acts 15:7, Peter said, when there had been much disputing, God made choice among men that the Gentiles by mouth should hear the words of the gospel and believe. Jesus died for your sins, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting late early. It's getting late early. So we have to hear that word. We must believe that message. We must repent of our sins and confess. No, the alien sinner does not confess his sins. He confessed that Jesus is the Son of God. And Matthew 10:32, you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father in heaven. You know the reason why people were so eager to obey the Lord? Because they knew it was getting late early. And this is your only chance. This is the only time that you have to be obedient to the Lord. It's getting late early. It's getting late early. So please come and be obedient to the Lord, because you're not even guaranteed to make it home. You're not guaranteed to make it home. This is the only time that it's assured for you. I've said enough this evening. I'm wondering whether or not you have enough wisdom to see just how late it is. So what time is it? Thank you. Only one person been listening the whole time. There you go. Only one person was listening. I told you, if somebody asked what time it is, you say, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's getting late early. So that's what we have to understand. It's getting late early. And I guarantee you this, that from now on, that this time of year, that when you leave tomorrow, when you look at the clock and it's only 6 o'clock and the darkness is already covering the land, don't come back to your mind. It's getting late early. And you can't do some things when it gets late early. You can't work in a yard like you would. You can't do some other things simply because it's getting late early. We are pleading with you and we're begging you. Begging you in the same way that the Apostle Paul begged when he says, I beseech you. The word beseech means to beg. I'm begging you to consider your souls this evening. Enough is said. Tonight is your night. And I hope that's not the Lord calling you on your phone. It might be getting late early for somebody if there's him calling on that phone. So. But it's getting late early. I've said enough this evening. And maybe we just needed a little moment to give you a little bit of relief so you can say, you know. And maybe you come to a realization, I have to do something about my soul. Don't let the world deny you of this privilege and this blessing. And don't let the devil rob you of this opportunity, because it may not be given to you again. Why don't we stand and why don't we sing and why don't you begin coming?